Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the hot, humid voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice. The reason for the heat and the humidity is this. It's kind of avoidable. It's the hot season. And I wait and ask for you to do what you do to be cool at this time of year, because there's not much escape from it. Anyway, here we are with the food show, and it's great to be here with that every day. We are here. We hardly ever miss a spot. And here's what we do. We talk about food. We talk about restaurants, cooking, wine, cocktails, little snick snacks that you pick up wherever it is that you go and pick up things to eat here and there. 260-6368. It is really going on in here in the studio. And it's great to be here with you talking about food and restaurants and all those things as we have done so just now. And there we are. And it's still hot out there. And
oh, my gosh, it's so hot. It's unbelievably
hot. It's pretty hot.
Maybe it's because my air conditioner is broken in the car, but it's frightening.
That's your car?
Frightening.
Oh, that car.
Oh, yes.
I was going to include that in the little...
The good news is you don't have to drive with me anymore.
I don't have to. I don't?
No.
No? Why not?
Because you're a real pain. You do? Oh, okay.
I'm a pain?
Yeah, that's...
I am a pain.
The amazing part about that is that that's so shocking to you. That's what I find so amusing. All right. Everybody have a good weekend? Everybody have a good weekend? We had a good weekend.
Yeah, the weekend was wonderful.
We had a wonderful meal at Del Porto with some friends, and that is just my favorite. That's my favorite restaurant locally.
Which one?
Del Porto. It's
Del Porto.
I love it.
We were there for quite a while, but it was a great evening. I mean, we had a lot of fun with a lot of people we know and a few people that we don't know.
We started with drinks at the Southern Hotel, which is always a treat.
Ah, I love their drinks.
That is always a treat.
Yeah.
And then we went over to Del Porto.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually going to go to Lola, but they got zapped with some lightning, so they were out of business for the evening. Yeah. Mm. I mean, they're not out of business now. We had lunch there today, but they were done for that evening, that's for sure.
Well, I guess they have the right to do that. Once you get hit by a lightning, you're good for the evening.
I would say so, yeah.
And they were blowing up some blowing out some firecrackers out here in back of the Cool Water
they
Ranch.
They were?
Oh, my goodness.
When was that?
It was huge.
I must not have been here.
Wednesday.
You know what
night.
Else happened?
No.
Somebody came and dumped a whole bunch of rocks on the road. I wasn't here for that either. Yeah.
On the road? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really like you're just sort of like floating on so many rocks, which is it's needed to be done for a while. But anyway.
Pardon me. I haven't introduced Mary Ann, who is here as not an appendage to the show. As a matter of fact, what do you call yourself? You have do you have a category?
I call myself the wife.
The wife. Well, all right, the wife. We will have some fun with Woo. No, maybe not.
Whatever that means. Wow, Tom, you have like a big mess up here on this screen.
Do.
Yeah, you
I
just.
I didn't do that.
You have this. Give me your mouse there, because I'm going to try and get your gourmet gazetteer up, which I can't really do a show without.
Happen. It is dead.
I can't even do it. I can't.
To my great chagrin.
I need this. I need this little crutch. I'll be the first to admit I need a crutch. This is my crutch. You have it here.
Yeah, well, you're going to find it's not going to be here for long. But it's funny. It just, this internet stuff, you just never get the goofy little things that...
It's definitely gotten the better of you, I have to say.
I know. And of our main computer. computer guy in China.
Anyway.
It's kind of dispuzzled him, too.
Yeah. Okay. So now here is all we need to do is figure out how to get this bigger, and then we'll be fine. This is endlessly fascinating, I'm sure, to everyone. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So just please stop with that, please. Pretty please.
When it's really loud,
move your headsets.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? Move them a little bit, because then we're going to have a problem.
All right.
260-6368 is the number. That's 260-MENU. Mm-hmm. We are here talking about food and really kind of haven't started talking about food.
Well, we would love
to talk about food with you. So if you had an interesting weekend or if you have some great plans this week, I think a lot of places might be closed this week for the 4th of July.
You know, I was expecting to run into that here and there, but as you know, we went to a couple of places that were, you know, just rolling right along. What's Slopes. No, that's not it. It's the big place with all the football games and all that. You know.
Oh, Chimes?
Chimes. I don't know why I can't keep that in my mind.
I'm going to out you now, Tom.
You're going to out me?
I'm going to out you, yeah. Tom has decided that he likes Chimes. I don't know what that means, but he's decided that he likes Chimes. A place that he has done nothing but complain about forever. He has decided he likes it. So we went over to Chimes on Saturday, and we ordered at the bar. This is a new thing. We're hanging out at the bar at Chimes. I'm sorry, that's just funny to me.
Well, you know, when your manual access here goes away, you have to do something.
We're hanging out at the bar at Chimes, so we are literally sitting at the bar at Chimes watching the bartender talk to the regulars. I refuse to become a regular. I refuse to have the bartender know me.
Why not? What's the problem?
I just do. That's not my thing. But anyway, he ordered a hamburger, which you have to admit was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yep. And you saw one of your little friends from the choir, who's what, 8 years old, 10 years old?
That was the strangest thing. There was a young guy who is
quite young,
who sings in the same church
choir.
Choir. And he's really good. He's a terrific a musician at that age. I'm just let him go, and his parents must be very proud of him, because he's a terrific singer at a very young voice. Anyway, he just happened to wander into the Chimes, and he just happened to be there, and I said, come on over here and I'll introduce you to all my other friends. And the next thing you know, we have this whole society of people doing church choirs every, but we like it, and it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
There was no choir going on at Chimes, folks, in case you're worried.
No, but I'll tell you what was going on there, and this is one of the things that attracts me to it.
Yeah, I'm curious, because this attraction that you have to Chimes is quite new.
Well, I've found at least two things that are really good.
Okay.
And I've also found some that are pretty good. And also there are some other things.
What are these things?
Well, not long after they opened the Chimes place, that was about 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
It was open, I believe, in 2011.
2011, that long ago?
Yeah.
Well, a natural thing, I couldn't believe that they were going to be serving oysters. And not just oysters on the half shell, they had that as well, but they also were doing a full slate of something. They're going to, and they have been doing these piles of the great
char-grilled oysters. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Oysters. Uh-huh. And the first time I tried them, I thought that they were real good. And every time I've been, it has gotten better and better, including not just the oysters, which have been very nice in size, and then the sauce, which has exactly the right amount of the Parmesan cheese, the pepper, and all the other, the butter, and all of that, and, of course, the oyster itself. So I have found those to be so good that it gets me in there, the place, just about every week, at least once.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I'm telling you. And
this is with having to watch any of those soccer teams in between.
Well, there's nobody. Well, there's like women's soccer right now, which is really hot. Yeah, what do they look like? That's a big thing. What do the women look like? I didn't notice.
Yeah, I mean, I just never paid attention to
soccer. I didn't notice. But, you know, anyway. All right, 260-6368. We had a nice meal at a friend's house over the weekend, too. That was very interesting.
Very interesting people who we've known for a long, long time.
Yes. Yeah. Wonderful people that we've really enjoyed.
Blazes hot, which is how I began the program today. It is seriously, seriously hot out there. And when we were on our way from point A to point B, forget where I was headed, you were headed to, the rocks must have been, you know, must have just been freshly ground, because the hotness, they were like, the temperatures were like 95, 98.
I think it's 98 outside right now, actually.
Well, it feels
like it's 98.
It's tough.
All right, so we talked about what? Go ahead.
I want to assuage a nice feeling in the back of my head, and talk to our producer here, Doug. Doug, are you able to hear me at this moment with no difficulties?
I'm sorry. What was that again? Please repeat yourself.
Okay. What?
Say huh?
Is it, for real life here, just for a moment. Are we a little better than what we had last week that one day?
No.
He don't what?
Are you talking about Porter and Luke? Let's talk about Porter and Luke, because
I think that'd be a good idea.
Porter and Luke has some wonderful food over there. It's a nice little neighborhood cafe on Metairie Road in the shopping center with Oquin Heart, and right next door to Canseco's. And they have the Walgreens on the other end. There's a Biblos in there, but it's Porter and Luke that you want to walk into, because that's where you're going to find a lot of great comfort food. My favorite, I've said it before, you can probably say these by heart with us now, is the club sandwich. I ask them to not do the honey mustard, which is how they usually serve it, but I've never warmed to honey mustard dressing, and they do it happily with mayo. They serve this sandwich with fresh cut chips, which are just fantastic. I mean, sometimes they're fantastic, sometimes they're not, but for the most part, I think you got to give them points for doing fresh cut chips at all. What?
They're sliced,
fresh cut homemade chips, house-made potato chips. They also have good red beans. Good day for red beans over there, served with a ham shank or a sausage link or a pork chop. And I don't know, maybe you might be able to get it with catfish too. I'm not sure. But they also have soft shell crabs right now. They have great pasta dishes. Love their creamy fettuccine, not fettuccine, but their creamy cream sauce, you know, like an Alfredo sauce is what I'm trying to say, with shrimp. Tom, what are you doing?
I'm so happy you brought up that subject.
You should see. It's a good thing we don't have pictures in here. What, Tom?
Okay, so
why?
I'm weird looking. All right, big
what?
Deal.
What are you saying?
On my way in, I always think about the program and things we might talk about and, you know, what we might ignore either. But on my over here, I had an idea, and I'm going to run it past you. You were just talking about something that had a red sauce. Were you not?
I was. A white sauce, actually.
A white sauce,
but a red
lot
sauce
red.
Works, too. Well, no, red is red and white is white. So the cream sauce, the Alfredo cream sauce, and they also have a good red sauce.
All right, let's push it off our consciousness for just a moment here, at least, and maybe even longer than a moment, and take a thought about all of the things that you would eat with this kind of heat. With a red sauce, because there are lots of them. You know, red sauce is
I wouldn't eat anything heavy right now.
No? Well, no. Okay. Well, some of them taste better than others. I'm just trying to get something started here.
Yeah.
Thump, thump.
You know, when we went over to our friend's house, I brought, they did, and I was kind of surprised to see that they were going through all the trouble to fry things, but he had bought some Des Allemans catfish. and some soft shell crabs, and a lot of it, much more so than the four of us could possibly eat.
That's a pretty good midnight snack, wouldn't you say?
Well, I would never, I don't really eat things left over that are fried, so I don't know what they're going to do with all that. But anyway, she is sort of an old-fashioned cook. She's a very good cook. She's also a new-fashioned cook, because she does things like kale salads. But
a new-fashioned
cook? But her mom taught her to cook kind of old-fashioned, and so she did only cornmeal battered. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back and continue the story later. 260-6368.
We are with more of the food show here on 105.3 FM HD2. We'd love to hear from you about where you've been eating, what you're cooking at home, what you're thinking about eating tomorrow night, tonight, or any other place, or even something as nice as just a friendship with somebody who called you up and interspersed himself or herself in your life. And then you you are rolling and rocking, or other things. It's the food show, 260-1870. That's not it, is it?
Nope, you really should let me do that. Yeah. Why won't you let me do that?
Do what?
Why won't you let me just do that?
Do it.
260-6368.
260-6368.
Menu. Yeah. All right, so we were at a friend's house over the weekend, and yesterday we went to have some soft-shell crabs and some fried fish there. And instead of having heavy kind of things, I brought, they always have us over, and I really, really wanted to bring something, so I went to the Fresh Market. And got it was a farro salad with...
A farro as in like the farro in the...
Please don't say...
Pyramid?
I was about to say, please don't say that. Farro, as in F-A-R-R-O. It is an ancient grain, though, and one that has renewed popularity in these times. And so it was a really, really perky kind of dressing on a farro salad with kale, and they had some, I think maybe goat cheese in it and some garbanzo beans. It was a really delicious, really light, and just the perfect accompaniment to something like we had. And like I said, I don't know why they went through all the trouble. She went through a lot of trouble to fry this fish, but it was fried as Solomon's catfish, fried soft shell crab, and she does things the way my mom would have done it. Well, she actually does things the way her mom did it, and she does only cornmeal when she fries seafood, and so it's not this, you know, peppery kind of flour which we've come to. I won't say except, because I do kind of like it. I do like fish fried in a flour mixture. But cornmeal is the way I grew up with it, and that's what she had yesterday. So we had this kind of thick cornmeal over the catfish and the crabs. And then I brought this farro salad and also an orzo pasta salad. It was really, really good. But what was the star of the whole thing was she had made a panzanella, is that what you say?
Panzanilla.
Is that how you say it? It's a bread salad. It's an Italian bread salad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just fantastic. It had purple onions and tomatoes and capers, which if you are presenting me with anything made with capers, I'm going to be your best friend. Mm. Capers and it was in a... It was like a French bread with kind of pretty big pieces of bread, but it was just divine. It was really, really good. She had these like plum tomatoes and fresh basil, and it was a really great little assortment of light salads that went with these the fish and the soft shell crab.
Mm-hmm.
Really yummy.
Have you ever seen where the capers come from?
Yeah, this is a sunflower plant, right?
No. It's a bush. A bush with little leaves.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and the little fruits in it, which are little pickles, really, when you get to doing what everybody does to it. And it's just a little BB there. And then they let it sit in the marinade for a while. But before you get to that stage, it's a kind of a brush that's about, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it grows all over England, not England so much as, excuse me.
Looks Mediterranean to me.
Mediterranean, which
yeah.
I was on the wrong page there. But that's exactly what they are. And they do the same kind of marinade with that. And what's funny, though, is if you happen to be driving around, let's say you're on Capri, the island of Capri. By the way, that's a great place to ever be.
I would love to be happening to drive around the island of Capri right now, in fact.
Anyway, so you get out of your car. You reach up and pull maybe a handful of the capers. Nobody's going to get mad because there's so many of them. They just, there they are. And then you can marinate them. And they are very tasty, but you will not identify them as
capers.
Capers.
Why not?
They don't taste like them at all.
Well, that's because they taste like the marinade. The marinade is very salty.
They taste like nothing. Is what they.
Okay, now caper berries. What's the difference in capers and caper berries?
That's a great question.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Let's see if anybody can guess. Okay, you have capers that come out of regular capers, which are a little, you know, like maybe a fourth of an inch, not even that big, half an inch across.
Mm-hmm.
And then you marinate them and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, it winds up doing something else, and you have heard of this, or you just mentioned it, caper berries. What are caper berries? If capers are capers, what are caper berries?
Well, what's interesting about the difference, the fact that they're both named the same thing and are completely different things, is that if you were to bite into a caper berry, which I find also as delicious as capers, and really do have kind of the same flavor profile, mm-hmm. If you bite into the caper berry, what you get is a mouthful of seeds. And I would never bite into a caper because you don't need to bite into a caper. It's only, you know, like a quarter of an inch. So you just sort of eat those. But what is the difference?
Okay. A caper is a little fruit. A little of, it's a better thing to say. It's a berry, not a berry yet. It's, mm-hmm. It is this, we were just using this word a second ago. A bud.
Thank you.
A little bud. That's exactly it. It's a bud. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then it is put in the marinade to pick up all of these other flavors that are in there, kind of like what you would do to olives, if you can imagine.
We marinate it, yeah.
You marinate. And then when they're ready to go, they come out, and now they're about the size of those mm-hmm. things, too. And they become caper berries at that point. And the interesting thing is that the little ones and the big ones taste about the same. At least they do.
They do. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They taste exactly the same.
Different. Yeah.
And I like them both. I mean, to me, they perk up any dish. And I find them, though, very, very salty, which I guess is the marinade.
That's exactly.
I mean, they're extraordinarily salty. And
they're pickled.
I've had a lot of capers over the weekend because we had that divine. I mean, I think this is my favorite one of these anywhere. There are lots of charcuterie platters out there, and I am the charcuterie queen. I love that. But to me, Del Porto has the best one.
I was about to say that's one of the reasons you devour those things the way you do in the
AI.
No,
I love it. I love it. So we had four of us at Del Porto, and we ordered it's a $25 platter, but it really serves four people very, very well. I mean, you could actually kind of quit after that. You shouldn't, because everything else is fantastic on the menu too. But mm-hmm. But we had the charcuterie platter, and it had, gosh, what didn't it have on it? It had cantaloupe.
Garlic and sardines.
No, there was garlic. There was a whole pod of roasted garlic on it. They had some eggplant, some other grilled vegetables. They had some blue cheese, some little triangles of other cheeses. They had mortadella and salamis and prosciutto and focaccia crusts. And that was toasted, and just a whole bunch of things. But they also had a lot of unidentifiable things, or maybe it's because it was dark in there. But
what was that?
But they had capers and some marinated and pickled onions kind of all together. So it sort of melded all together in flavors, and it was really great. But then I ordered something really unusual at Del Porto.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I mean, I've had just about everything at the menu because I just love it, and we're over there all the time. But there was a kid at the next table, and he had this really bright red sauce on top of just spaghetti and one meatball on top. And I thought, you know what? That kid's meatballs and spaghetti looks really good. So I said, I know this is a peculiar question with all the great stuff you have on the menu, but I've already had all that great stuff. So is there any more meatball and spaghetti back there?
Here?
And they brought it. And
they did.
And they brought it. So I had one meatball on a little pile of spaghetti with some really great red sauce. I thought the meatball was a little too well done for most people's taste. It was perfect for mine because I really like my meat killed,
cooked. Del Porto is not that kind of place to begin with.
No, it's not, but I liked it. I thought
it's
it was really
great.
Good. It
That's
was a
no
fresh.
Flood about that.
No, it was like a fresh red sauce. It had a great fresh flavor. And the meatball was large. I'm glad I didn't order two. She asked me if I wanted one or two. I'm glad I didn't order two. And it was just the right amount of spaghetti underneath it. And together with one pasta dish and a portion of that gigantic platter, I was really full by the time we were done there. And the bill was really cheap. It was like $75 for the two of us.
Speaking of the two of us and the rest of us, do we have a sponsor at the moment?
We do. And you know what it is? You'll never guess.
Let's see here.
Porter and Luke.
Order and Luke.
Porter and
Porter
Luke.
Porter and Luke.
Porter and
Luke. Well, we've certainly heard of them.
Sometimes I just got to laugh, folks. Porter and Luke.
Yeah. Well, they have a following.
They
well
have a. Oh, that's not what I'm laughing about. I'm laughing about this show. Porter and Luke is a great little place on Metairie Road in Metairie. And they have just all kinds of wonderful things. They're open for brunch now. You can get special things off the brunch menu, but you can also order from their enormous regular menu. What are some of your favorites over there, Tom?
Oh, my number one is their turtle soup.
Yes.
Their turtle soup there is got a big flavor, if you know what I mean by a big flavor.
I don't know. Is there something special to mean by a big flavor?
Well, yeah, because you have little flavors by things that you take a pop in your mouth and you realize it doesn't have any flavor at all. There's surely
enough
stuff.
I hate when that happens.
Me too.
I hate when that happens.
So, but that's what we were wound up or often. And that's okay with me because I almost never miss that intersection when I go there at Porter and Luke.
Do you like I know you like the salad. They have the salad that has the three chunks of the wedge, and one of them has the crab meat ravigote on it, which is really great. Then they have the shrimp omelette, and the other one has the fried oysters.
Right.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. It's really good.
Yeah,
those are all good versions of those three things. They have other good salads. They have sandwiches, poor boys, a lot of fried seafood. Porter and Luke is someplace that you want to check out. Yes.
Good fish.
We'll be back after this break. 260-6368.
We will be coming. Hello, it's the Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. It's wonderful to be here every day talking about food, restaurants, cooking, wine, and the entire range of all the food we eat. No matter whether it's the old day or the new day and the new what is it?
Whatever. Anyway. So we were talking about capers. You wanted to say something else from the almanac that you found on the shelf, did you?
Yeah,
did you? You were talking about phyllo dough.
Phyllo, right over
here. Love phyllo dough.
Yeah, because we made hundreds and hundreds of those. What do you call you? I like the way you call them. Something oddball. What is it?
Beggar's purses.
No, that's a different deal. Those are little crepes.
No, I think I've made them with phyllo dough. You talking
about
talking about? What have we made hundreds of?
In our daily,
we've made some spanakopita, but not really a lot of that. I mean, I love spanakopita, but
There's another one.
The only thing I can remember ever using phyllo dough for was beggar's purses.
Well,
we've gone through a few kinds of appetizers here, but at one time I did beggar's purses with chives tying them up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty good. I think I might have filled that with some kind of mushroom thing.
Here's some more things.
I also did like a stack of mushrooms on phyllo, just stacking the phyllo up. What?
Which takes some doing because they're very thin, slender, and
yes.
And they get moisture absorbing pretty soon.
I love phyllo. What is it that you?
So here we go. Very commonly found in Middle Eastern. that part of the country and the world for that matter. You can froze it. Not only freeze it, but you can froze it as long as a year and with wax paper preferably and a damp cloth. And don't let the cloth touch the phyllo because it makes it soggy and unmanageable.
Yeah, it does make it unmanageable. If you get any of those doughs on your hands and they're wet, that's a problem. Yeah, you kind of have to scrape it off.
Yeah, I'm going to save this one.
You know where else I went over the weekend?
I'm going to use my business card.
All right, great.
Yes,
you did a few times.
It shows that
yes.
I'm a colonel.
Kentucky
in the
colonel.
Colonel's, yeah.
Yeah.
I
went to breakfast with a friend over the weekend at Toast.
Toast. Tell me where that is because I've heard about it, but I have not been. Where is it?
Toast is the one that I went to is at the former location of Laurel Street Bakery.
Oh, that's
the neighbors must not be happy about that because.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because I don't think Laurel Street Bakery was ever as popular or even remotely as popular as Toast. Toast is really hot. It is really hot. And they have not only the original location in that one of Octavia and Laurel right there on the corner there, but they have also opened by the fairgrounds on Gentilly Boulevard. And most recently, last year, they opened a location in the French Quarter, right there by the French Market. The actual, I don't know if it would be like the beginning or the end of the French Market. More like the beginning of the actual French Market where they had the, you know, where they had the vegetables and all that. I mean, the French Market goes on for a long way. I think beginning, I guess it's technically maybe beginning with Café du Monde, but it's not there. It's further down. It's like the two blocks down where it starts the actual vegetable stands and stuff like that. But anyway, it's like right there. It might be the corner of Dumain or St. Louis, but kind of deep into the quarter on Decatur. And it's a little kind of a walk-up. It's got, you know, just a bar and maybe a few tables. But that is one delicious place. It's the owners of Tartine.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and
There's a very profitable Tartine place that's on the West Coast.
Yeah, and I love everything having to do with anything Tartine. I like Tartine. I like Tartine, the bakery out in San Francisco. I like the Tartine here. It is the one here though is tucked away. It's like it's a one block street off of Broadway on Perrier, and it's really kind of hidden.
It's almost down by the river.
It's really hidden, yeah. And it's a charming little place. It's a tiny little place, and they've been around since 2010, and it was a breakfast place. And I brought a couple of people there. I like it. It's, you know, quiches and salads and stuff like that. But then they really kind of hit the big time when they started Toast in 2014. And it's just delicious. But you
where are these locations?
There's the one that used to be the Laurel Street Bakery uptown at Laurel and Octavia. And then there's the Fairgrounds location on Gentilly Boulevard. And then this one that I was just talking about, Decatur, and I don't know the cross street, but it's Decatur right where the French Market actually becomes the vegetable market. But they have really it's so gourmet. for a breakfast place. I mean, it's really, I won't say it's out there because they're serving all the things that are hot right now, but it just goes to show you the difference in sort of the old-fashioned breakfast and then this new way of doing things. And it's things like toasts. I am not a big fan of toasts.
No?
You see toasts everywhere, you know, particularly avocado toasts.
To you.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, toast the bread is something that you see everywhere now. You see it on menus that aren't breakfast places, and you can get like an avocado toast, and it's almost like the signature of a restaurant that's hip. So I'm not really into the toast too much, although they do make their own bread, and so their toast is, in fact, pretty good. But they had a lot of really cool stuff on the menu, some really, like, huge entree items, and it was really good. I have to say this, though. This is something that I find a little bit frustrating.
Yeah.
You see something come to the table, and it's so eye-poppingly gorgeous that you automatically assume it's going to taste just as gorgeous, but it doesn't. And it's really frustrating when you dig into something and you're all excited about it, and then you go, well, you know, this is good. I mean, it's not bad. There's nothing wrong with it. But you just kind of have this expectation after you look at it, and then it doesn't live up to the expectation. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, it happens all the time. I mean, sometimes I think of something that just sounds like a great idea, and you take a bite of it. We were just talking about it. Some of those breads that you're seeing in the top-end kind of restaurants lately, they've been grilled to black in stripes on both sides.
Oh, that's not a problem for me. I like black, but anyway.
Oh, well, I'm glad you do to make up the extra space there, because that, to me, is just a complete fraud. It doesn't taste like very good bread to me. You can hardly eat it.
Well, it's kind of hard to get very good bread in a restaurant. I mean, there's not a lot of good bread out there. If you were to name the places that have good bread, you can kind of always trace it back to Bellegarde, in my opinion. You know?
Bellegarde, yeah.
I mean, anybody that's doing Bellegarde bread, if you've got Bellegarde bread on the table, to me, your restaurant goes up by, you know, 5 points right there before anything else comes to the table.
Huh.
Because Bellegarde is so good. I mean, it's just so...
It is.
They go the extra mile to source out the really good, close-to-the-hearth kind of wheat, and it's extraordinarily good. I absolutely love Bellegarde. I love their epi breads, which are those little... I first saw epi breads at Bottega Louie in L.A., but they weren't dark, rye-ish kind of flours, like whole-grain flours like they do at Bellegarde. It was purely a white dough, kind of like the pizza dough, but it was just fantastically good. And epi breads, I don't even know why they're called epi breads, but they're just like this, I don't know, it's like if you were to make a raindrop or a horseshoe or something.
That word epi, it's just another example of how I had advantages from having gone to Jesuit high school.
Mm-hmm.
Epi means basically something on top of something else, basically. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of different meanings. And that is certainly true in that meaning.
How do you remember that? I mean, I took Latin too,
I was really good
at Latin, but I don't remember stuff like that. I mean, I remember growing up in school and all through college, where I would know automatically what something meant because I had taken Latin and I knew the root word. Yeah, I'm sorry, folks.
But it gives me an opportunity to get in here and try to impress you all with this. Andramoi enepemusa, polutropon hosmala pala plunkthes epes trieron toliathron epersen. Those are the first 10 lines of the Odyssey in the original Greek, as they taught us how to do at Jesuit High School.
Tom, if you could only remember where the bathroom is now, I would
really
trade that.
Wouldn't it?
I would so trade the first lines of the Odyssey for that, I have to tell you. Anyway, so epi breads, I didn't realize that there was that was you know, goes that far back, but I just know them as when I see them. And I don't see them very often, but I do see them two places in town.
What are the first two?
The first one is at Broussard's. Broussard's has white epi breads, and they are scrumptious.
Yeah, they always have, and they make them look like little bread. They have kind of like
they're like little horseshoes.
Horseshoes, yeah, good guess.
And Justine. Justine has epi breads.
I think that is getting to be the best new bistro of the city.
Well, it is for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
No, wait, that's not.
It's fantastic. I love Justine.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're looking for what an epi bread is, they are serving epi breads. 260-6368 is the number if you would like to talk to us, and I really wish you would. 260-6368. Otherwise, I'm going to wind up having to talk to Tom this whole time.
Yeah, I'm such a jerk.
Let's talk about New Orleans hamburger and seafood.
Here we go. Let's just pick something.
New Orleans hamburger and seafood.
I had to move all this stuff the other day.
Yeah, I don't know what Tom's doing. But anyway, New Orleans hamburger and seafood is where you will find really great kind of everything local cuisine. They have a lot of local specialties. They have poor boys, fried seafood that is perfectly fried to order. It is golden brown, greaseless, and crunchy.
And
you can get it Spice-A-Licious. If you want to spice it up, ask for Spice-A-Licious. They have big, fresh, crunchy salads, and they have char-grilled oysters. So, I forgot to mention the hamburgers. Yeah, New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood has good hamburgers, too. They have, like, a really big selection of hamburgers, something like 10 or 12 of them. So, go on over and see what they're doing over there. New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood, they have 10 locations.
They do, and I think one of them has char-broiled oysters.
They all have char-grilled oysters, yes. So, you might want
to
go check that out. Yeah, well,
exactly.
you love char-grilled oysters. So
every chance
and now
I get, but I'm not perfect, you know, and so I have to put up with slightly perfect.
And now you're big on the Chimes char-grilled oysters. So, if you're...
Big on the Chimes chart.
Yeah, the Chimes char-grilled oysters. That's how much you love char-grilled oysters. If you're going for the Chimes char-grilled oysters, that means you are really, really looking for any char-grilled oysters that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're doing Chimes, that's interesting. Very interesting. Gregory
is here and ready to take a call, or maybe...
No, I am. I can tell you what. I am ready to take a call. Hi, Gregory.
I'm ready to take a pill right now.
Me too.
A pill?
You know what, Gregory? I'm with you.
What?
I'm with you. What's going on? I know Doug is. Go ahead.
The long-suffering Marianne.
Yes.
This is so cool. You guys...
If you looked up long suffering in the dictionary, there would be my picture. There you go.
It would be. And then Tom in the background mouthing something we can't understand.
Yes.
What? Is that true? Yes. Are you still getting that?
Oh.
Gregory, please.
With all due respect,
say something that makes sense. Go ahead. I beseech you.
With all due respect, Marianne's got this show. I'll just mention Justine. I had to call in. Boy,
yes.
I had a fabulous time Saturday night over there.
Oh, that's right. You went there. Yes.
Where'd you go?
You had another couple with you, right?
Where was it?
Justine. Yeah. Justine.
Oh, Justine. Yeah, that's a wonderful little new restaurant, I think.
Okay, so how was it? What'd you have?
I did the burger, and I dipped it in that sauce thing they do, and the pommes frites, and we had appetizers, and we had some flash fried oysters we had on top of some greens, and we had what else did we have?
Were they busy?
The burger, the burger on that bread, incredible.
Yes, well, you know, that's Justin Devilliers, so he has a really good burger over at La Petite Grocery, so I would have expected nothing less, you know, than a good burger at Justine.
I didn't think I'd be calling to talk about a hamburger, but I do love hamburgers, and I like them perfectly medium, you know, and they cook it any way you want it, obviously, but that bread, the bread in the sauce you dip it in, oh my gosh.
Well, it's Bellegarde. And Gregory, I don't care what you're calling to talk about. I'm happy to have you.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I'm happy to hear you guys.
So were they busy? Was Justine busy?
Very busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Very busy, but I mean, I was expecting that. And
It's a hot place.
It wasn't so bad the weather wise, because as you walk down the Charters, you were getting that breeze coming in through the buildings, and that's one of the things I like about French Quarter in the evening time. Even if it's summer, you might get a river breeze. It just blasts right through, and it makes you feel like, oh wow, I can live. The humidity wasn't that bad either.
I'll survive. I don't know about you, but
and then well after that, after we went there, my friends didn't want to go. We didn't want to leave the Quarter right away because we had Ubered. So we went to the Hermes bar at Antoine's, Dom.
Mm-hmm. And
wow. Was it good?
It was fantastic. Talk about a great little bar crowd going on there on Saturday evenings. I'm sorry, my little puppies are walking in now.
They're do they still have that bargain deal that they have? It's age of the restaurant. It's a three-courser.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't go eat. They just went to the bar.
We were doing cocktails, and if you order like cocktails, they have that what they'll do is they'll do that oyster fish po' boy, and they'll split it up for you like in four ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a terrific appetizer. I'm telling
really
you, that pate foie gras and the oysters do just perfect. Although we've got to start eating oysters because we're about to lose a bunch of them. You know that, huh?
Oh, I don't think you're going to lose
them. Why?
Because of the
intrusion of this fresh water. All the fishermen
the
are having
way.
To go way
oh,
west.
Oh, from the opening of the spillway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Because of the spillway. A lot of the oysters have died. Sections 1, 2, and 3, they can't.
Oh, really?
Having to go way over to 4 and 5, which is by Cameron Parish, almost to Lake Charles.
Mm.
So...
Oh,
but
bad.
Anyway, the oysters were delicious, nonetheless. Mm-hmm.
They serve a lot of food at the Hermes Bar? Is it like a full menu? Or is it just bar food?
Oh yeah, you can pretty much order whatever you want over there. I don't think they're very picky, but they do have this little bar menu that they would rather.
They do have
order
a bar from. Menu.
Yeah. So we just did bar. We did the oyster three ways, and then we did the oyster foch po' boy, and they cut it up into four sections. The little
So after days. Eating at Justine, you went over and ate at the Hermes Bar too.
Just to have cocktails, because my friends didn't want to leave. My friends didn't want to leave the Quarter. So, so that's
only
how that
in
worked.
New Orleans can you do that. I mean,
only
I,
in New Orleans. Well, yeah. And they had one of the best tour guides. I learned from the master, Tom Fitzmaurice, how to show people
brother.
A good food time.
Hey, I've got a funny little secret about something that occurs at that late evening or early dining at Antoine's, and it if you mix it the right way, you have this combination of first of all a cocktail, and then secondly, I'm never going to get this done in time.
No, you're not.
Well,
we'll be back. We have another hour of the food show coming up.
So long, Marianne.
Thank you for calling, Gregory.
WWL Radio, 105.3 FM.
HD2.
That too. And we'll be back with more of it. And maybe we'll even have an item off of this.
Maybe we'll even have a caller next time. 260-6368. Call us after the news break.
Let's see who this young guy
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.